In the aftermath of the disastrous retreat from Moscow, Napoleon's web of alliances in Eastern Europe quickly began to unravel. In the early months of 1813, the Prussians and the Swedes, now under the former French Marshal Bernadotte, allied themselves with the advancing Russians, while the Austrians, for the moment, remained neutral. Once again raising a large army from every available source of French manpower, Napoleon started east from Paris in April of 1813, bringing his green troops into line on the right of Prince Eugene's forces at Magdeburg. On the 30th, the reconstituted Grand Army crossed the Saale River and advanced upon Leipzig. This was not the same army that had crossed into Russia the previous summer, however, and the opening moves of the campaign soon revealed its shortcomings. On May 2nd, while Napoleon rode forward to survey the approaches to Leipzig, Allied forces under General Wittgenstein struck the French right flank at Lutzen, having crossed the entire French front undetected. Responding quickly, Napoleon was able to recover and drive the enemy off, but the battle cost him 22,000 casualties and pointed up the weakness of his cavalry arm. From Lutzen, the French pursued the Allies to the Saxon capital at Dresden, forged the Elbe River, and continued as far as Bautzen, where the combined Russian and Prussian army made a stand along the Spree River. Here, a two-day battle was fought on May 20th and 21st, in which a French flank attack fell just short of cutting off and destroying the entire Allied force. At this point, Napoleon was well on his way to reasserting his domination of Central Europe. And on June 4th, having advanced as far as the Oder River, he agreed to a 6 weeks armistice in hopes of negotiating a larger peace.